Hello, everybody. Welcome to Weekly Trash, the safe place to cleanse your mind, body, and soul of all that trash you consume this week so you can consume some more tomorrow.
And I'm your host, Josie Van Dyke, and I am sitting next to the Trizepatide daddy, Jason Dunnigan, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to Weekly Trash. Thanks. Again.
Thanks.
Second time.
I've never been more excited in my whole life.
We have lots to catch up on.
You, I guess so.
Like, you were telling me you lost 80 pounds since you were last here.
80 pounds. I know. It's wild. I don't know where it went, but it's gone.
Like, that's nuts, Jason.
I know.
So you need to give all the tips, the tricks, all the things about Trizepatide. But also, you just went to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
You just moved into your new house.
Mm-hmm.
You got kind of a new job.
Mm-hmm.
There's some life updates.
Sure.
So we're doing a mini dumpster deep dive personal trash.
Okay.
First, let's do Trizepatide because I think that's the most noticeable difference in your life.
Yeah.
How's it been?
So good. So when I first talked about it,
yeah,
of course it was like a dumpster fire.
You were like the first person ever to talk about it to me. Like,
yeah, I guess.
Online, I didn't even I knew about Ozempic, but
yeah,
Trizepatide
yeah.
wasn't like talked about.
Right. So I always said from the beginning, I mean, with anything, I don't want to just like do something and people think one thing when I'm doing something totally different.
Yeah, be honest.
So I'm like, if I'm going to do this, I'll tell you what I'm doing. So for years, I would exercise. I would eat. I did F45 for years. I did macro counting. I really did it all. Then when I heard about this, I was like, you know what? I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah.
Let's try it out. I mean, I've shot up wilder things than this.
It's Jason had a wild side if you didn't listen to the first episode.
It's fine. So I tried it out and I said, look, here's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm doing these shots. It's a weight loss shot. So far, so good. And the messages that I was killing the world were outrageous. Once I got past that, it's been the best. I haven't had any problems. It's been awesome.
Well, and have your side effects been pretty like slim or what? Because like for me, when I take the shot, the day after I feel pretty shitty.
Yeah. So I don't feel that at all.
Really?
Honestly, I feel the exact same that I always do.
Wow.
I would say, so with Trizepatide, it's in units. So a lot of the times people be like, oh, what milliliters are you on?
Yeah.
So I started, if we're going to talk milliliters, 0.25 milliliters. If we're talking units, that's 25 units.
Yeah, we'll just say units.
Right? Days. You can figure out your own math.
Yeah, it's just units.
Gosh. So I started at 25. I went up to 50. Eventually, I got just over 100 units. That was my highest. The only side effect I ever had was I would do my shot Monday morning. Friday night, if I had a salad for dinner, I would be up all night long throwing up. That was the only thing ever.
Just a salad.
Just a salad. If I had a salad.
But if you had something else, you'd be fine.
Totally fine. But it'd be Friday. So I'd be like, it's later in the week.
Yeah.
This is starting to wear off. I'm fine. I'd puke my guts out.
Weird.
I don't know. I've heard that lettuce is harder to digest. I've heard all these things.
Okay, that makes
sense.
So
I don't know.
That makes sense, though.
But now I'm like, I don't want a salad ever.
Yeah, no.
Because
what do you
eat? It's ruined me.
Like now.
So I eat a lot of protein.
Okay.
So because of you, I'm on Bucked Up now.
It is the best.
It really is
like,
so good.
Like we're not, this is just the truth.
No, I text Joski and I said, okay, you've talked about Bucked Up. Let's be real with me.
Do you really
love it? Told me your favorite flavors. I ordered them all. She's not lying.
It's so good.
So
code
I get up.
What's the code? Weekly Trash 20?
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Probably.
I'll link it at the bottom, but it really is that good.
So I do pre-workout, I do
muscle milk?
No. Oh, I do that later.
Oh.
But like I'll do pre-workout in the morning before I go to the gym. I go to the gym. Then I come home, I take creatine, and I do protein shake. I do fiber cereal just because.
Got to get the fiber in.
Right. Then around 10, I do some kind of
jerky. Oh, yeah, because you get up at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I get up at 4 every morning.
Like, what is wrong with
you? So like 10 is what to everyone else is like 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So 10, I have like a jerky or something. Then at noon, I'm right now on an egg salad kick. My friend like told me this recipe.
Deviled egg salad?
So like I make 4 boiled eggs, like hard boiled eggs. I eat two whole, the other two whites, mix some mayo, cottage cheese, mustard, pepper,
okay,
relish.
Okay. I hate the smell of hard-boiled eggs.
I hate eggs.
I can't.
I hate yolks. Yolks are so gross.
You like the egg whites?
Yeah, I'll eat egg whites.
So I feel like the yolks are like the tastier parts.
No, I don't. Well, if it's like hard-boiled, it's all chalky and gross.
That's true.
It's sick.
But that's what you eat now.
Yeah, so I have that for lunch. And then I'll have like one of those protein shake, like the Fairlife.
Fairlife. Those are good.
They're so good.
Especially the ones that are elite because they have 42 grams of protein.
So good.
You know how many times I've been like, please like sponsor me. Like I drink you every day.
We will make some phone calls.
Like, come on, you guys.
It's so good.
It's so good.
And then the Sam's Club delivery right to your house. Just put that on subscription and have it come every week.
Every week.
It's fantastic.
No, I have like two of those a day.
Oh, so I have that. And then at dinner, it's kind of whatever we're having. But I usually am like chicken, steak, like.
Just lots of meat.
Lots of meat, lots of protein.
And do you feel like you've. Well, I can tell that you've gained a lot of muscle. Like, mm-hmm. Can you feel that?
Yeah. So I started in March of 2023. I think it was September. I finally did a DEXA scan.
Okay. Yeah.
So I could see how I was doing. Then I did another DEXA scan in like January, February of this year. And I had gained so much muscle mass. I had lost fat, obviously. And then this last time I did it, I had lost like 0.5% muscle, but still lost tons of fat. Good. So now I'm just trying to build muscle. So yeah. I just do tons of weight training. I still do cardio, but yeah, that's all I do.
Well, because I think a lot of people, when they do the weight loss shot, they're scared of losing their muscle.
Yeah.
But like you're proof that like you can lose your fat and keep your muscle.
Totally.
And but gain like, muscle.
But like the thing is like it is work.
Yeah,
this isn't you, like, yeah. We're not just going to shoot ourselves up and just go back to what we're regularly doing. Well,
because if you do that, you will just be skinny fat. Like you'll totally. Just, you won't have any muscle.
Right.
You'll feel so flabby. You'll also be weak. You won't have any energy.
Yeah. You will not look good.
No.
People are going to look at you and be like, oh yeah, you're doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
You don't look healthy.
Right.
You look sick.
And it's like, you're going to lose fast. It's just not going to be good.
Yeah, no.
There's no point. So that's where I was like, no, if I'm doing this, if I'm going to put in whatever to get this health back, I'm putting in 100%. Like I'm an all or nothing kind of guy.
Same.
So this is what we got. Well, guess it's not awful. It,
but you're cycling off right now.
Yeah. So now I'm cycling off. So right now, so I talked to my provider and he was saying that what I could do is 25 units every week. I like doing 50 units every other week. It's the same. You could do either one. It's the same thing. So that's what I'm at right now. It's just 50 every other week.
And
it's good.
Is your goal to like be completely off of it?
I mean, if I were off it, great. But like there's 4 medications that I was taking for at least 10, 15 years.
Really?
I don't have to take them anymore. It's a medication. So if I had to take it for indefinitely.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Like me taking a medication, what's that going to do to you? It's not going to do anything.
Do you feel like it's helped your mental health?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And I now go outside and play with my kids for as long as they want to play.
Yeah.
I now have like, I can do whatever and feel good. I'm not sore. I'm not achy. I'm not breathing heavy as hell. I feel great.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I want to do this for my family and for myself. I want to be here for them. So when I get comments from people that are like, well, you're taking the easy way out or you're doing the quick fix. It's like, I'd love to see how quick and fixed this was.
Yeah. It takes a lot of time.
Totally.
It's not like you dropped 80 pounds in 2 days.
No.
Because you've been on it for how long?
So I started in March of 2023 and.
So it's been over a year.
Yeah. Been over a year.
Yeah.
And I've been able, as I've been microdosing, I've still been able to keep the 80 off.
Yeah.
There's been a couple times I gained like maybe up to 5.
But it could be muscle.
Right. But also it comes back down.
Yeah.
So it's been fine.
No.
So don't worry about it, people.
No, really, don't worry about it. But it's interesting because like we see a lot of women doing it and a lot of women talking about it. So it's interesting to talk to a man doing it. And he's also getting shamed for it.
Yeah.
It's like, Come on, guys.
Totally. Who cares? Like, this can change your life.
Change your life.
And who cares what you're doing? Like, if I went and got my stomach stapled, I think now we're at the point that people don't care anymore. That's yeah. like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. But if you do this shot, suddenly it's like, whoa, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
It's changed so many lives for, like, the better.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I've heard studies that it's helping addicts.
Yes.
Who are, like, addicted to heroin.
Yes. And you could hate this. I partially hate it. How it helps with shopping addictions.
Oh,
ASOS.
Actually, yeah, mine's getting worse.
But like, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I want to shop as much as I used to.
Yeah.
And especially more now because I got to get new stuff yeah. because my clothes don't fit like they did or at all. And for so I'm real. Like, I clearly want to buy new things. It really was an addiction. I'd be buying things all the time, even though I know I didn't need it.
For sure.
I just would do it. But it's like it takes that thought out of your mind.
Yeah, for sure. Right now I'm at that point where I'm like, I'm buying stuff because I'm in that postpartum era where it's like totally. I finally feel like myself. And I'm like at a weight that I feel confident in.
Yes.
And the clothes are fitting me differently. So I need more clothes.
Yeah.
Like these pants, I'm like, oh, these were tight like 4 months ago.
Right.
And now they look completely different than they did 4 months ago.
Yeah.
So, but it definitely like, it like silences that thing in your brain that makes you want to do stuff over and over and over
totally.
again.
Totally.
For me,
and the
it's
thing
sushi.
Is like, oh, you don't want sushi like you did.
No, that's what's so crazy.
Oh, that is wild.
Like, something's wrong. Like, it's crazy.
That's nuts.
Because the way I was addicted to sushi was like a heroin addict.
Yeah.
Like, insane. And now I don't even really think about it. Like, my friends are like, we should go to sushi. And I'm like, oh, yeah, for sure.
So you'll still get it.
I'll still get it. But like, I would down like 6 rolls and now I have like maybe 2.
Yeah.
Like, I'm nice. A normal person.
Right, right, right.
I'm a
That's
normal
like me
person.
With candy.
Yeah.
So yes. I would eat candy by the pounds in like an hour.
Yeah.
And now it's like,
Shout
oh, I'll have a couple. Totally. Now I'll have a couple and it's fine.
You're good.
It's like now we can, where people are always like, I don't get how you can be this way.
Can be so obsessive, keep going.
Yeah. Right. I don't know how I did it either. But now Same. This has been able to make it where I get it, where people say that like they're not craving the things yeah. anymore.
No, I look back at how much sushi I would eat and I truly don't know how I was alive. Like
yeah.
I should have had a clogged artery. Like, should have passed out and died. It was
fine.
Crazy.
It's fine.
It was crazy. So, but I do need to thank you because you are what inspired me to do it.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was like, I love that you're like talking about it. You're educating people on it. You're not just like hiding and being like, right. oh, I'm not on anything.
Yeah. Oh, I just changed my workout routine
yeah. oh,
and
I'm
just eat a little
taking
differently.
Taking these vitamins.
Right.
Like, let's
be real. I wish more people would just say it.
Yeah.
Because if more people just talked about it
Normalize
and said what
it.
They were doing, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
But since so many people are saying these, putting up these false expectations, then people get frustrated. And then when they hear, oh, you're doing this shot, it's still slightly frowned upon, but it's like, who cares?
I do think it's getting better though.
Way better.
Way better.
Oh yeah. In just the year.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
Well, I think because a lot of people are finally being like, okay, I see how happy these people are.
Right.
Like they're genuinely happy. Like yeah. I get, like I literally just got a message and someone was like, you look like you're glowing and so happy. And I'm like, yeah, it's trizepatide.
Yeah.
Like,
cause I feel so like much
Like I
better.
Finally feel a, like my effort is matching my mm-hmm. body. Cause you were the same way. You would work out. Nothing really worked. And it's like, I'm finally getting the results for working hard.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing feeling. Like that gratification. Like, yes.
Yeah.
And then I do feel good. Like
right.
I feel good.
Feel good. And now when I look at myself, I'm like, damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Finally, this hard
Finally.
Work has paid off.
Finally.
And it's a Christmas miracle.
It really is. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Seriously.
But some other huge changes in your life is your job, your career mm-hmm. changes.
Yeah.
You are now consulting for people and,
yeah.
and you're killing it.
Yeah. So I was working for a company. Phone company here locally. And I just decided to part ways. And I was creating their influencer program.
Like the affiliate stuff.
Right. And so that's when I decided, you know what? I want to just do this for other companies. A lot of people have been confused. They think I'm doing this. If you want to be an influencer and working with companies,
right.
it's not that. It's if you're a company and you want to work with influencers, I come in and I teach you. Here's what you do. Here's how you set it up. Here's the best practices. let me help you get it rolling and then not get screwed over.
For real.
Yeah. And it's been awesome.
And you also, at that same time, decided to gut your house.
Yeah. Yeah, we lived in a house for 6 years. And then we were like, we either need to build.
Yeah.
We need to buy a bigger size. Or let's just redo this. We have the room. We have the yard.
Yeah.
Let's just make this our dream. Because you full on like
added onto it.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks so good.
Oh my gosh, you're so nice.
Okay, but you had to live with your in-laws. How was that?
It was great.
Like, I love my in-laws. I wouldn't totally have a problem with it. But some people, that's like their biggest nightmare.
So I'm the same as you. I love my in-laws. Yeah. But it's when you don't have your privacy, you don't have your space.
Yeah.
I think that was the hardest thing. The other thing too is, so our house is in Bountiful and we were living in Salt Lake. So okay. It was the commute. It was always gone. Because
your kids still went to school in Bountiful.
Yeah, kids went to school in Bountiful. Things were still happening up there. So it was just like always commuting, always driving. I'd be working from home. My wife would always be gone. It was a lot, but we did it.
Now you're here. How long did it take in total?
So it was just under 9 months. So we started in May and we just moved in March this month.
Did you have any, because the home was older, did you have any surprises? Like when you watch the shows like Fixer Upper where they're like, they make a call and they're like, oh, we found something.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no. So our house was built in the 1960s.
There's no dead bodies or anything. No,
I wish.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That
I mean,
would be
sad,
so cool.
But like
R.I.P.
R.I.P. But kind of cool.
But for sure. I mean, there were like some unexpected things. One time we said, okay, we're not going to pull out the driveway. We got to save.
Yeah.
Let's do that as like a phase two thing. And then we were at a kid's sporting thing and I got a text from a neighbor that was like, oh my gosh, I've never seen that much cement lifted up and not broken. I was like, what's cement? He's like, oh, your driveway. So we came home and our driveway was getting torn out and we're like, oh, all right. So not phase two.
So we're paying for that now.
Okay. Got it. And then while we were doing that, our neighbor said, well, since your driveway's up and your water line goes under your driveway, I would just do a brand new water line now. So you're not going to have to tear that up and ruin everything. Like it's up, just do it now. So I said, all right.
Fine.
Take my money. Bend me over. I'll grab my ankles.
No, for real.
But I'm not upset that I did it. It was totally worth it.
I'm assuming it was probably better than buying a whole new house.
Totally. Here's the things that got us. So when you buy a new home, whether it's your building or you just move, you don't know your neighbors. You don't know the neighborhood. You don't know the schools. You don't know all that. We've been there 6 years. We knew our neighbors. We know the street. We know the schools. Like everything about it, we really love. And then we thought, hopefully, if anyone in our neighborhood is listening, if we do this, maybe we will set the example
and they'll start doing it.
They can do it too, and people will stick around.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of homes that are going to be there soon that people could purchase at a lower price and then do this once they feel like they're going to grow out of it.
Well, that's kind of where life is taking us, where if you want like what you want, your dream, you kind of have to get a fixer-upper.
Totally.
Like there's no land, first of all. Also, interest rates, everything's just crazy.
Yeah.
So to build your dream home, like if you wanted to build and from the ground up and do all the things that you did in this fixer-upper, it would have cost so much
money. Oh, so much money. We saved so much by doing this. Plus we took all of our, what is it?
Equity.
Put I know my that stuff. Into it. And then we still had to take out a loan.
For sure.
But it was way cheaper than any of the other options.
Yeah.
And it just made sense.
And it looks so good. It's Did you so guys ever good. Fight about what was going in there? Because they always say like renovating a house or building a house tests the marriage more
than
anything else.
So we didn't fight a lot. We hired an architect at the beginning. We worked with him for over a year. And he did a phenomenal job. I always said the one thing that I care about is the closet.
I noticed.
That's all I want.
Your setup is very unique.
Oh, yeah.
Closet and bathroom.
Yeah. I wanted it
big.
Big.
You're like, the closet bigger than bigger than everything.
Everything. Bigger than our room.
Yeah.
All I need in my room is a bed.
That's really all that matters.
If that. It could even be twin. I don't care.
Bunk beds.
Right.
Twinkle.
Great. Let's tear
it
up.
Let's do it.
So I thought, all I care about is that. And But like, as we were looking at things, I definitely had like opinions.
Yeah.
But 90% of it's my wife. She made all the decisions. And I was like, whatever, just take my money. I don't care.
Let's do it.
It's not going to look awful. Well, it's so good.
It looks so good. Do you feel like you feel settled in, or is there still so many things that you're like, we should fix this up, do this? Like, has it made you so you just want to do all the things?
No.
Or are you like over it? You're like, we've done enough.
I mean, all the things have been done.
All the things have been done.
The whole thing was redone. But there's still like a couple things. Like, we're still waiting for our dishwasher. So I have to wash dishes by hand.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, it's real rough.
That's really rough.
And then because we're waiting for that, the cabinets aren't done because we got the panel ready.
Oh, yeah.
So like, to get those put on. There's just like little things. And then the yard.
I was going to say, because the yard is something that you're...
just stunning.
We're looking at right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just another like cost. It's... fun fact, this all doesn't come for free, people.
No, we pay
for it out of money with our own pockets.
No, it's funny. People assume influencers just get free.
They would just get everything for home. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sometimes you can collaborate and do like, okay, we'll give you a deal.
Right.
But then you can't do that with everything.
Right. And I said, with our home, I said, look, I don't want any deals. I want you to do anything
right
for us,
yeah,
because I want it done right. Just know I will talk about this. I will talk about you.
Yeah.
So if anything happens, like if I were to sign a contract and we cut out a deal, then
I can't be honest.
Yeah. I'm not going to share everything, because if something gets messed up in the contract, I don't want to put you down.
Yeah.
But if I don't sign anything, if I pay for all of this myself out of my pocket, then yeah, I'm going to say whatever I want.
Which is nice, because then you have that leverage almost, like,
yeah,
oh, you're gonna F me over,
right? Get
Let
ready
me tell everybody what exactly what you did.
Totally.
It's like Yelp on steroids,
right? It was the best part was really our contractor was fantastic, like,
that's
thank
so good.
Goodness. But really, I was like, I don't want any deals.
Yeah, no,
I don't want anything.
I want it done right.
I want this done right, and I want you to do your best work, what you would do for anyone else.
Yeah.
We are nothing special.
Yeah.
We're regular people that are going to pay this just like anyone else would. So do it just like you would for them. And if you do a great job, great. You're going to get
Perfect.
A lot of people knowing about you.
They're going to be excited.
It's only
going to
be great for you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No.
There were no deals.
No deals.
You know who you are.
You know. You know. No. You also, when you were in Hawaii, didn't they surprise you by doing the.
Oh, yeah.
The outside.
Yeah. So we painted the outside, here's what we did, if you don't know. So it was a red brick home.
Yeah.
But you know the red brick that's like really pretty and it has the nice gray grout, so it looks separate.
Yes.
Ours was like pink red. It just didn't look great.
Okay.
So you could definitely tell the additions. So that's when we thought, like, let's just paint it all one color and it'll just look
so much better.
Yeah. Yeah. But let's wait. We're going out of town. Let's wait and do that when we get back.
You went to Hawaii twice this year. Mm. Well, I guess it was technically last year.
Yeah.
But like,
in the past 12 months, we've gone twice.
Yeah. Hawaii is
your place.
Was
with my family. This time was with my wife's family. So yeah, we went and we asked that they would prime it. We said, you could prime it.
Yeah.
That's fine. Because my wife was very specific on the color. She didn't know what color she was wanting yet.
Well, it's your whole house. It's like...
yeah, it's the whole thing.
You don't want to like mess up the color.
No. But it is paint. So you can easily paint
True.
Over it. It's fine.
Yeah.
But... so we said, yeah, if you paint it, then we just want to try the paint color, see how it looks on that.
Yeah.
So then our cousin that was staying at our house sent a picture and the whole front was painted. And I was like, oh, they primed it. And then we were looking, and I'm like, that's not prime. That's the paint.
Yeah.
And it was hard because it's a picture. That changes everything.
Yeah.
So we said, just wait. Because we're cutting our garage doors a little wider. So they're going to cut in the brick anyway. So you're going to have to come back and fix that. So just hold on.
Yeah.
So thankfully they did. We came home. We saw it. And we loved the color.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Goodness.
And then we said, yeah, I guess, yeah, you can keep painting. And I thought they were just going to paint like the sides, but not the garage. No, they painted it all. But I'm like, okay, I mean, you're still going to have to come back and
fix
repaint
that part,
when we do the garage, but it looks so good. I love it.
Do you just have to like pinch yourself? Like, this is my house now.
Yeah. Like it was our last night we had a birthday party for one of my boys and it was the first time having all the family in there. And it was so nice to not just feel crammed, not feel like we have to put people outside for there's room. It's like, this is our house. Like, this is ours. What we built, what we've wanted. Like,
no, it's perfect.
We couldn't be happier.
I loved that you did the little reading nooks with the benches.
Oh, yeah.
So fun. Yeah,
it's so fun. The kids love it.
Oh, I bet.
But I'm like, do not have any friends over. Like, this is an invite only.
Yeah.
They can look from afar, especially while the yard's not done, because then it's just mud. 24/7.
Yeah, what do you want to do with the yard?
So that we're doing in phases because, again, things cost money.
Sod, cement, pavers, like we have it's to
all
get, so expensive.
We have to get all new sprinkling system because they tore all that out. So we're doing sprinklers and sod, just getting that done. Like, just give me grass right now.
That's all you need.
And then from there, we're going to do, like, trees and bushes and flowers.
You're not
like,
going to put in a pool?
No. We're in Utah.
You're like, not going to do a big old pool
no.
With the platform diving no. And just go all out.
No. And our house, like, I think to some people, they think our house is huge. And it's definitely above average.
Right.
But now it's like 4,000 square feet. There's six
perfect.
Of us in
yeah,
there.
It's perfect.
It's totally perfect. But we just don't have space for all the things. I think maybe if we want to do a hot tub someday. But yeah, that's
also
that's
so expensive.
So expensive.
And not just like putting it in, but then like taking care of it.
Yeah. Like, so one, I've had people say, have you ever, what if we gifted you a dog? Like, we want to send you a dog. I'm like, okay,
send you a
that's
dog.
Great. With a dog comes feeding and taking care of it.
Bills,
all the things that it breaks. Like, no.
Who's trying to send you a dog, Jason?
People.
Do you want a dog?
No, I'm not a dog person.
I'm like, you don't seem like a dog person.
No, but it's the same thing. Like, sure, if you get a hot tub, it's so fun to think about.
Yeah.
But it's the maintenance. It's the upkeep. It's the
all
cleaning.
It.
It's...
You know how many people are going to pee in it?
Do you know how many people are going to want to come over and bone in it? At least seven.
You could be the new swingers
sure.
of the neighborhood.
We're going to take it up to Bountiful. That's where it's going to go.
We're moving it up.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's how
I
we
love
roll.
It. Well, thanks for giving us a little heads up on your life.
Yeah.
You know, fill us in.
You're so welcome.
So let's take out trash of the week.
Okay.
Personal Trash is brought to you by Road to Baby. Did you know that one in four people struggle with infertility, making the dream of growing a family seem like an uphill battle? You've probably heard celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton sharing their own surrogacy stories, shedding light on their journey. But what if I told you there's a team dedicated to making those dreams a reality for everyone? Meet Road to Baby. Road to Baby agency specializes in surrogacy, egg, and sperm donation. With their expertise, they navigate the bumpy road to parenthood alongside you, ensuring you never feel alone. And if you've ever considered becoming a surrogate, egg, or sperm donor, look no further. Road to Baby believes in fairly compensating those pivotal in making parenthood dreams come true. Surrogates earn between $60,000 to $100,000 for their first-time dedication. Egg donors are generously compensated at $10,000 per donation, while sperm donors earn $5,000 for their first donation. Whether you've ever considered becoming a surrogate, egg donor, or sperm donor, Road to Baby is the place to go. Apply at roadtobaby.com. Again, that's roadtobaby.com. roadtobaby.com. Because you went to Hawaii, you had the birthday party.
Yeah.
What other things have happened this week? What stuff has Jason been consuming?
Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm so dumb.
Oh, you are? Okay.
So I try to watch... I don't really watch shows. My wife now started Grey's Anatomy back up from the very beginning.
From the very beginning.
I'm like, so now we have 73 seasons we get to get through.
You'll be set for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I've never gotten into it.
Wait,
I'm not into it.
Really?
Never. It's not, I don't, like I watched ER back in like 94.
Oh, yeah.
But never was, I don't know. So she'll like put it on at night and I'm just like.
It's kind of on.
Yeah. I don't. Like it. I mean, I don't hate it, but I'm whatever. It's just noise.
See, we just started a new show on Amazon Prime.
What do you watch?
TV. It's called Fallout.
What is it?
I don't even know how to describe it. I guess it's based off of like a video game. It's about an apocalypse and like surviving. It's like kind of like Walking Dead meets Star Wars, or like, I don't even know.
Is it like futuristic-y?
Kind of, which I think you would absolutely hate it.
Oh, okay.
But it's actually pretty damn good. And the first couple episodes are a little gory. Actually, a lot of them are really gory. But it's kind of freaky because it's like these people live in vaults under the surface because like atomic bombs, and they're like trying to survive. And there's like the people on the surface that are like have radiation and they're all like zombie like. And then there's the people in the vaults, but like there's a huge conspiracy. And we just finished the last episode, so I don't want to like spoil anything, but it's crazy. It's like one of those like mind fucks where you're like, wait, what's going on? What's happening?
Yeah.
Like, you really have to use your brain when you're watching, which is hard because like my attention span, I'm like scrolling TikTok and Instagram. So it's like,
but it's good.
But it's good. So you could give it a try.
I mean, I'll try anything once.
But I also, because of Amazon Prime TV, there's the Tyler Cameron's home building TV show. Do you know Tyler Cameron?
No. From I know Bachelor? Who that is. Yeah.
He like just released a new show on Amazon Prime TV where he like fixes homes in Florida. It's like, it's like he's like Joanna Gaines.
Nice.
So I think I'm going to start watching that because I just finished The Fallout, which again, I like that. I don't know if you'll love the. I feel like the Tyler Cameron show would be more up your alley than The Fallout.
But I watch I'm watching The Challenge. It's so old.
I was like, that's not going on anymore.
So now they have these ones, if you have like Paramount Plus, where they do like All Stars, where they bring back real old people. So I like that because I'm like, oh yeah, I remember you from like 1992 like 10 years old. It was great.
That's fun.
So I watched that, but I don't really watch any TV. I'm just too...
You're just...
I'm not too busy, but I'm just like...
get up in the morning, work out.
I just listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
That's all I do. And it sucks because I am updated with yours and it's like...
Well, now you can listen to this one.
Just put out a new one. You need to do 4 days a week.
Can you...
Just kidding. I could... Never.
I don't even know how people podcast more than I do. I'm like, I do two a week and my brain is rubbish by the end of the week. I'm like,
it's wild what you do.
Huh? But like, I listen to The Toast, which is a podcast that goes every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Yeah.
And they have a Patreon where they do episodes on their Patreon too. And I'm just like, how are you doing? Like, how are you okay?
Yeah.
But I know how they're okay. They make so much money. So they're like,
must be nice.
They're like, yeah, every episode we make a ton of money. So we're going to keep going. Like, okay, well, okay, we'll get there one day.
Yeah, for sure you will. Like,
manifest.
Yeah.
Manifest.
But I just, that's all I do is I listen to podcasts. That's
your personal trash?
Yeah. I mean, I listen to music, but it's like old stuff. But
well, that gets us into pop culture trash.
Totally.
Because pop culture and TikTok trash is brought to you by Unload. Have you ever imagined never doing laundry again? Or picturing a future where laundry is a thing of the past? I know I constantly fantasize about a life without laundry and no bedding, no kids' clothes, no sneaky socks. And guess what? I found the solution. Unload. Unload is making everybody's dream come true. And Unload is offering unlimited laundry for trashers only for $320 a month. Seriously, unlimited. Take all your laundry baskets, even the ones with clean clothes, and they will take them and bring them back clean and folded and ready to put away. I've been using them for over 7 months now. Well before they were a sponsor, they have changed my life. They had made me have so much more free time to be with my family and do things I actually enjoy, not just hanging up clothes and putting away clothes and all the things that come with doing laundry. And right now they're offering, if you sign up before April, 50% off a home cleaning. And if you're only wanting a home cleaning, you can mention Weekly Trash and get 25% off any of the cleaning services, and they'll throw in a free laundry service. Just book by the end of April. To get more information, book your service, or just get questions answered, go ahead and text or call 801-800-0708. Or you can message them on Instagram at unload.ut or visit their website at unloadhere.com. And make sure to mention Weekly Trash to take care of your cleaning laundry services and get that special Trasher exclusive offer. Thanks, Unload. The Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift's new album, launched.
Yeah.
Have you listened to the whole thing?
No.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's too much.
And it's like, so you get on TikTok and it's all there is.
But I kind of appreciate it because then I'm learning the songs.
Same. And I'm learning like what is behind everything. It's like, oh, okay.
I thought cool. It all was about Joe.
Yeah.
Her ex.
Yeah.
It's about Matt Healy, who she dated for 2.5 seconds.
Yeah. But apparently they were friends forever. Yeah,
and they've like dated I'm having a stroke. They previously dated.
Yes.
And it's all news to me.
It's wild.
I had no idea.
It's wild.
But like her one song, there's three songs that I've like actually listened to fully and I really do like is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Okay.
Which is a bopper. It's good. And then The Alchemist, which I think is about Travis. We got a couple songs about Trav, which was exciting.
Okay.
It's like lovey-dovey. And then The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, which is like the biggest cue to Matt on the planet. It's good.
Okay, I need to listen to it.
It's good. But everything else, it's like too much. Like I just can't. And the only reason why I listened to those songs was because of the TikToks that were like talking about it.
That's why I listened to the one about Kim Kardashian.
Oh, thank you, Amy.
Yes. I'm like, okay, how these people also have the time to tell you about every single thing and how it's all connected and break down each song. I'm like,
I don't know. They must not have children, first of all.
Right.
Or maybe not even jobs. Like, I don't know.
I don't have that kind of time. I just listen to the songs. I'm like, yeah, that's good.
See, and I tried to listen to the album from the beginning to end, but then I'd get bored. So then I'd fast forward to like the songs I wanted to hear that were being talked about on TikTok. So I've only listened to maybe 7 of the songs.
And there's like 300.
There's so many. But then I think if she wouldn't have done all the songs, people, because you know, she does the vault songs on her other albums. Yeah. It's like people are like, well, why didn't you release this when you released the album? So now she's like, hey, fine, I'll give you all of them.
Right.
I won't give you vault songs. I'll give you all of them.
She is amazing. Like she's a machine. I will not put her down. She's phenomenal.
She's a machine. Because you already know she probably has like 2 other albums already written and recorded.
Right.
And she's probably already recorded Reputation, which is going to come out who knows when. Like she's on fire.
Yeah.
Do you like her and Trav? Do you think they're endgame?
They're good. I mean,
did you even know who Travis was before? Cause I didn't.
I only did cause one of my boys loves the Chiefs.
Oh, okay.
And so I try to remember names. The only thing that I've ever been able to remember athletes' names, no matter what the sport, is if they're dating a celebrity.
Of course.
So it just made it easy. Yeah. So then once they dated, I would be able to tell my boy like, oh yeah, this that's about
Taylor's
him.
Boyfriend.
And that's Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Joseph Smith.
That's Joseph Smith's 15th wife. But I'd be like, oh yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah.
And then we'd be able to connect and talk, but I didn't know anybody else he was talking about.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything about football. And yeah, so when everyone was like, Travis, I'm like, who? And apparently he's like this really good football player.
Yeah.
That won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like what?
Right.
Cool. Some other pop culture trash. Let me pull up my notes. We got, Coachella. Would you ever go to Coachella?
No, because it's out. Isn't it like camping, basically?
It's like, no, because there's like these little like hotels. Like it's not like, what's that one thing that people would go to? Oh, Burning Man.
Yeah, no.
It's not like Burning Man.
I had a friend in college that would go to Burning Man. And be like, that's so fun for you.
Yeah, Burning Man is like straight up camping. Everyone's like on ayahuasca, like using their shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Coachella's a little bit more bougie than that.
And like people wear 900 different outfits for every single thing they go to.
Yeah, and it's a million degrees outside. See, that's why I wouldn't want to go.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to be sweaty. I don't want to be hot. And I don't want to be with strangers that are on drugs. I mean, it would be fun for a second.
The first two, just go to Vegas. Last one, I'm like... fun to watch
it. I mean, depends what drugs.
Totally. Totally.
Depends which ones they're on.
Yeah.
But yeah, Coachella happened and it looks kind of boring. That was like my dream in high school, was
really
to Coachella one day. And now I look at it and I'm like,
we had very different dreams.
I know.
It's fine. I don't judge you for it.
Coachella just like looked like this thing that was so fun and cool. And like you were just like an edgy, cool person if you went. And now it's just like an influencer party.
Oh, yeah.
And like if you're not getting VIP service, I don't want to go.
Right.
And
right.
I'm not at that level where I would get VIP service. So I will never go.
Next year.
If someone reached out to me and was like, we would love to send you and give you VIP service.
Okay, I'll do it.
I'll do it. But I would never pay
to
go. That's like my mind has changed.
But did you hear of any of the bands that performed in it?
I know Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish. Okay. Billie Eilish brought out Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
That's it. I really didn't pay attention.
I didn't either. I swear I didn't see any. All I've seen is Taylor Swift on TikTok. That's my algorithm's been.
Really all that needs to be on your algorithm right now.
I support
that. Okay, if Taylor Swift ever went to Coachella, that would be insane. I don't think she ever would. I think she's too good for it.
Wild.
But that would turn into just like the Taylor Swift festival.
Yeah.
It would just
that would be nuts.
Swifties from all over the world.
There'd be so many beaded bracelets all over that place. It would be disgusting.
It would be a choking hazard.
Yeah.
No, it would be crazy. Speaking of concerts, though, Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, I saw that.
He got arrested, so like we didn't know if his concert was going to happen. I'm going to Nashville on the 30th, next week. I leave on Tuesday.
Who's the concert you were looking up to go to?
Oh, that's Benson Boone.
Oh, so that's not the same person.
Totally different.
When you first sent this, I was like, oh, what? This must be the one that she was wanting to go to.
Benson Boone is like a Gen Z talent. Beautiful musician, not even a musician. I don't think he plays any musicians, but musical instruments. Yeah. But his voice is like something you've never heard before. Like he's so good. He was on American Idol, but he took himself out of American Idol because he didn't want to be part of it. He was like,
okay, I know who that is.
And he's like, I want to say Christian, like a big Christian artist, because there's these viral videos on TikTok of people like praying with him, being like, I got to pray with Benson Boone. And so I'm like, I think he might be a Christian artist. I don't know.
Whatever.
But his tickets are so expensive.
When you posted that, I was like, this is wild.
No, it's insane.
Who is this?
Because Morgan Wallen, who is like a huge country artist, who sells out all the time, I paid, I think, $600 for good seats. Good seats. $600 would get me freaking nosebleeds.
Yeah.
At Benson
Your nose
Boone.
Might not even be bleeding like, because you're so high.
No, really, though. So bad. And so I'm not going. It's on Friday. So if anybody is going, like, have so much fun and tell daddy thank you for buying you tickets.
Just yell Josie's name out while you're there.
He's like 22 years old, I think. I think he's so young. Do you know how old Benson Boone is, Carly? Are you a Benson Boone fan? Oh, she says kind of. Okay. I feel like it's a Gen Z thing. How old
is he? Do you like country?
Benson Boone is in country. Morgan Wallen is country. Right. And I love country.
Love country.
Wait.
In the summer.
I was going to say, wait, what?
But I do love country.
Country is just like feel good. Like just turn on the car, roll the windows down, drive around, or like get on a boat.
Yes.
If you have a rich friend, get on a boat.
Yeah, let's go boating. Yeah. Let's turn on the
Benson
country
Boone
music.
Is 21 years old. Does that make you feel old? Because that makes me feel old. And I'm not even
21.
That old. He's 21 and he's selling tickets, nosebleed tickets for $1,000. No. But back to Morgan Wallen, he didn't cancel his show. He got arrested for throwing a chair. He might be going to jail.
All he did was throw a chair?
He threw a chair off a sixth floor bar in Nashville that almost hit cops.
Oh, that was him. I saw that video too.
Yeah. And his trial day is the day of the concert that I'm going. And so I was like, he's canceling. But I had already set up podcasts. So I was like, I'm going no matter what.
I guess
I'll just hang out in Nashville. But it's still going on. So I am going to Morgan Wallen for anybody who is concerned.
Oh my gosh. Are you so excited?
I'm so excited. I've never been to Nashville.
I haven't either.
I have friends that are there
and I keep wanting to go.
So I'm going to podcast with Carly and then Carly flies back home to film weddings and stuff. And then I'm meeting up with my hair girl and her friends to go to the concert.
Yeah.
And they like did a reservation for us to get like custom cowboy hats at this like famous place where you like have to literally make a reservation to do it. And I'm sure they're so outrageously expensive, but YOLO, I'm going to do it because I need a cowgirl hat.
Duh.
I'm in Texas, or not Texas, I'm in Tennessee.
But if you were, you'd get one there too.
I'd get one there too. No, I want to get cowboy boots, like real authentic good ones.
Oh my gosh.
Like I want to walk out of there looking like I freaking was born and raised in Nashville. That's what I'm going for.
Okay, I'm
That's
here
what I'm
for
going
it.
For.
I support you.
Well, my dad is like a freaking cowboy. Did you see the video of him with the ferret?
I just want to... That really was just in his backyard.
Yes.
How and why?
Okay, I had never seen a ferret before. It looks like a giant like rat. Like,
yeah.
They're gross.
Yeah.
And my parents have two dogs. They have like a Shih Tzu and a lab. And my dad was doing yard work and they were like chasing this thing. And he was like, is that a rat in my yard? Because my dad has a garden. So he's like, maybe it's mice or who knows. And the thing comes right up to him and like goes up to my dad for it to hold him. And he's like, okay. And my dad's a huge animal lover. Like he's way nicer to animals than he is people. And because
he was loving it.
He was loving it. Everyone's like, your dad is the cutest. I'm like, actually my dad's crazy. But like, yeah, he's very sweet to animals.
Super cute to animals.
But like, if you get an F in math, like, block your face. Yeah. Like, you're about to get beat. Just kidding, Dad. He never really beat me. But he was strict. He was a little hard on me. But yeah, no, he loves this ferret. Loves him. His name is Winky Dinky.
Yeah.
Winky Dinky the ferret. And they're best friends. And my mom was like, do not let that thing in my house. Immediately got in the house. And I'm sure it slept with them. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm like, Dad, you need to like take this to the vet. Like, it could have rabies. Like, whose ferret is this? I'm assuming it's somebody's pet.
Totally.
Because ferret don't just like run wild on the streets.
Someone probably had one. Either it got out or they were like,
I don't want you anymore.
We don't want this anymore. Let's ditch it.
But it's loving. It's the dogs. The dogs just play with it. We don't know if it's a girl or a boy because it doesn't have a penis or a vagina. It's just
there.
We have no idea.
Wow.
So it's just hanging out and maybe it's fixed. Maybe it's, what if it's pregnant? That's my thing. I'm like, Dad, what if they like let it go because it was pregnant and they didn't want the babies? And so now it's just escaping and now you have a pregnant ferret. But apparently ferrets are $500 a piece.
Oh.
So it's kind of a moneymaker.
I guess.
Like, does he start selling ferrets online? Maybe.
Why not?
Maybe. But yeah, no, he has a ferret. And I don't
know was the wildest thing.
No, wild. But my dad's a cowboy, if you couldn't tell from the video. He had a freaking cowboy hat on. Like, he's from Arkansas.
And he was like the happiest clam in the world. I'm like,
it's like he found gold.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's a ferret. It's a rat. It's basically a rat. But yeah, that's pop culture, TikTok trash, and ferret trash, which now means it's time for Trasher's Trash, which you didn't do this last time.
No.
This is what I do on solos. And it's when we read people's trash.
These are my favorite.
And we're just going to give our hot takes.
Because this is like what I do on my Sunday confessions.
Yes. Yes.
But I just type them out. So this I could get
This could get crazy. Trasher's Trash is brought to you by Hello Seconds. Hello Seconds is a high-end thrift store located in Linden, Utah that offers a unique shopping experience for everyone. With a wide range of clothes, home decor, and accessories, Hello Seconds is the perfect place to find hidden gems at affordable prices. You can find brands like Free People, Lululemon, Nike, Anthropologie, Zara, and etc. There are so many amazing brands that you can shop from. At Hello Seconds, the focus is on embracing personal style without breaking the bank. Bougie on a budget. The store believes that fashion shouldn't have a high price tag, and they strive to provide customers with fashionable options at affordable prices. With a constantly changing inventory, there's always something new to discover at Hello Seconds. And not only that, but one of the standout features of Hello Seconds is the affordable booth rental option where you can make 70% of your sales. Yeah, just selling clothes that you no longer wear that is another person's treasure. Sellers can rent a booth for $20 a week and receive assistance from staff in promoting and selling their items daily. But if you mention Weekly Trash, you will get that rental for free. So join the community of fashion-forward individuals who appreciate the thrill of finding amazing deals at Hello Seconds. Whether you're looking to update your wardrobe or decorate your home or make some cash, Hello Seconds is the place to go. And I have great news because Hello Seconds now has a website. Go to HelloSeconds.com and use code TRASHERS when booking to get your free booth rental. Love ya. Okay. And I'm excited to get your perspective as like a man because some of these are like for example, I'll read this one. My husband leaves on deployment in a few weeks and I know I can trust him, but I'm so anxious about him being on a boat with 5,000 people and half of them being women. Okay.
Okay, but the first thing you said at the beginning was you trust him.
Yeah.
So trust him. And
you trust him.
Guess what? If he's on a boat or if he's in an office or he's anywhere,
there are going to be women.
There are women. So it's like,
well, and I feel like,
what do you think? The sound of the sea is suddenly going to make him want to boinker? Like,
who knows? I mean, 5,000 people on a boat, that's crazy.
Isn't that like the Navy?
Well,
I mean, I don't know how many people are on a naval boat, but that's what I'm assuming he's doing.
I was assuming it's the Navy. But I feel like, do they have time to like fuck around?
I mean, I would think so.
Oh, yeah? I've never been in the Navy.
Shocking.
I've never been in the Navy, so I'm not sure
what happens. We have this in common.
But dang.
I understand where she's coming from in being nervous.
For sure.
But if you trust him, have that trust. Unless there's been something that's like
facts
made you think like you saw pictures, you saw text, there was something, sure, then I get it. Otherwise, like,
trust him.
Yeah, trust him.
Don't, yeah, no.
Don't make it a bigger thing than it has to be. Well,
and if you feed yourself stories in your head, like make up stories, you're going to start believing those stories. You're going to get more anxious. You're going to get more stressed. Just don't even put that out into your universe. Just like,
it's not worth it.
Trust him.
Yeah.
Trust him unless he does something to not
trust. It's
not
worth it. Let you go and work it. Just put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It's fine. Thank you, Missy Elliott.
Love. Okay. My parents' baby, AKA her sister, my youngest sister, she's 13, is to the point where she doesn't know how to do anything. She can't turn on the shower or pour herself a glass of milk. Anytime I try to teach her how to do something, she gets upset and asks my mom to do it for her. I'm so annoyed. I'm sorry. 13 years old can't turn on a shower.
I'd be so pissed.
What is it about the youngest kid that gets treated so differently than everyone else? Okay.
I was the youngest. Okay.
Well, then you can't talk.
But there were two of us.
Okay. So it was different. Yeah. But 13.
Can't even turn on a shower or pour milk?
Are we is she okay?
Yeah. Like, is there more to the story that you're not typing here?
Is she disabled of any way, or is she truly just 13?
But I feel like she's 13. She's been pampered. Your parents are just like, doing everything.
Everything.
Do your parents wipe her ass for her?
Does she wear a diaper?
Right. Like, where are we here? What I would do if I were the older sibling is I'd call her out on her shit and be no, you do it. Like,
bully her.
No, 1,000%.
Bully her.
It's one thing she's as a sister. Sibling to yeah. do it.
If it totally do it. If it was a stranger, don't bully them. But it's your sister.
Do it.
She's a 13-year-old brat, it sounds like.
Right. And it's not going to do anything for her life later on. You're just screwing her up. And I'm saying that to your parents, not to you.
No, that's insane.
Can't pour her milk?
Like,
I like what? That's the thing that we're like, she can't pour milk?
My 5-year-old can pour her own milk.
My 7-year-old
like
did it. I mean, granted, he spilled chocolate milk on the brand new table, but like, you learn.
Your table's gorgeous, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Restoration Hardware. It's stunning.
We had to get the biggest one. It was.
You got to have a whole family over.
Right. We got to have at least four people over to dinner.
Gorgeous. But yeah, no, the milk thing
but
is
yeah,
crazy.
For sure, you need to be able to pour your own milk.
Yeah, that's not okay. Okay, this one, I think we're going to have the same thoughts on here. Or who knows, maybe not. Ex-boyfriend's new wife stalks my every move. I have no contact with them. What should I do? Call the police.
Like, stalks how? Like, is she driving past your house?
I would assume driving past the house. Maybe like
you're at the gym and she's there next to you.
I think you should just like scare them and call the cops. If that's the stalking we're talking about.
Or if you're just like, she looks at your stories on Instagram, like, but, just block her.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. We need to figure out what kind of stalking this is. Is this
physical?
Yeah.
Like, if it's like legit stalking you, legit call the police and just get things taken care of.
Yeah. It'll scare the crap out of them.
Yeah.
But social media, I mean, I stalk people on social media all the time.
And if it's like an ex,
you just block.
Like, who cares? Just block. If it's a problem, just block her.
Just block. Just block. But if like she's showing up at your house,
1,000%.
Please call the police.
Yeah.
Found out my best friend is cheating on her boyfriend, but I absolutely hate her boyfriend. So I'm a mix of happy and angry that she would be a cheater. I told her she needed to break it off over the weekend and she didn't. I don't want her to be a cheater, but do I wait it out? I don't know. Interesting.
So like, I will always say once a cheater, always a cheater.
I agree.
But like, so what? Like, you don't like him. What?
She's a cheater.
Yeah, she's a cheater. So what?
Like, maybe you just have a cheating friend and that's your cross to bear.
Right. Either accept her for it or not. Like, if you told her to break it up with her boyfriend and that you don't like and she didn't, like, who cares?
It's her life. I guess you're just going to have to sit and eat the popcorn and watch it.
Yeah, just sit back and watch.
Honestly, that's kind of wild. Honestly, that's kind of fun. Like, I wish I had a friend who was cheating on somebody. So
that was doing something wild that you could like live vicariously through.
Like, I don't want any of my friends to go through any like hardships, but like, if any of you want to like spice things up a little, and make
it's like
exciting,
I don't support you on what you're doing in your life choices.
Correct.
But I'm here to watch the dumpster.
But
fire.
Like, if you're not going to change,
right?
I'm just going to sit here and eat my popcorn.
Right.
Yeah. For
Extra
sure.
butter.
For sure. Extra butter. Extra butter. Okay, this is so gross. I found my roommate cutting her leg hair with scissors at the kitchen table. She never vacuums or cleans, so I had to be the one to sweep it up. How fucking long is her leg hair?
That's what I was just gonna say.
Scissors? Scissors.
But okay, so here's just one thing. So one time, as a joke, to be funny at work one time, I took scissors and was shaving like my face.
Okay, okay, okay.
So was she cutting as in like shaving with scissors? I don't think so.
No, I think she was like chopping it up.
It's so long. And that's, how thick is it?
No, that's crazy.
And bye if you don't clean. Like if you do not clean.
This is a roommate horror story.
Right. Like get rid of her.
Like how, what do you need to do?
How long is her lease?
Like call up the landlord and be like, hey, no, this is what you need to do.
We have rats and the rats are my roommate.
She's a rat. She needs to get out.
Yeah.
She's a ferret. No, you need to sweep up the hair, put it in a baggie and just like save it, like accumulate it. And then when it gets to be a ton, just like throw it all over her bed pillow.
Or just put it on her bed pillow now and not save a ton and be like, you're disgusting.
Oh, you do that too, for sure.
I like the saving
up
more.
I was like building it up, you know, like building
it
up.
But if it was a lot.
That's so crazy.
That's so gross.
Especially at like the kitchen table. Like that's
sick.
I'm just picturing a woman with her leg up on the table with like little scissors just going at it.
Or like sewing scissors, those like big long ones. And oh she's just like.
What's Edward Scissorhands?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what I'm picturing. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's. Crazy.
And why the kitchen?
No, it's weird.
Like if just go in the bathroom.
Or just use a razor.
I mean, we could get real, like, but
let's be honest. Some people are freaks.
Scissors.
Some people are freaks. Okay, I get married this week and my brother, we are currently not on the best terms, is bringing his new girlfriend. I'm nervous to meet her and the fact that this is going to be on my wedding day just makes it worse. Honestly, I feel like you're not even going to notice she's there.
No.
It's your wedding day.
You're not going to give two fat shits about it.
Like, I doubt you even say hi to her.
No. It's your day. You're going to be so focused on all about you.
1,000%.
Who cares?
1,000%.
You're not going to. And even if you meet her.
It's like, hi.
Yeah. You're going to be like, oh, hi. Thanks so much for coming. Yeah. And you're not going to even remember the next day.
You're
going
to have so much on your plate when it comes to like meeting people that day. It's not even going to be a thing, especially if this is a Mormon wedding.
Totally.
You're going to have your mom's, grandpa's, bishop's, dead wife's sister
their
there.
Their past 43 wards that they have been in are all showing up.
They're all going to be at the line.
Everybody.
Every single person.
Oh.
All your ancestors.
You are not going to remember anybody you meet.
No. But also, just make sure she's not in the pictures and then you'll be fine. Like, just say, hey, she's not allowed in the pictures and you're golden.
Right. It's your day. You can do whatever you want. Also, congratulations.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Send pictures.
We're happy for you. Send us pictures. Went on a blind date and was having such a good time, so much fun, until I got in his car and saw a vape pen. It gave me the ick instantly. Am I thinking too much about this silly vape pen? No.
Yeah.
No. Oh. No, I think vape pen's gross.
Oh, I think you're thinking too much about it.
Okay, let's fight.
What if it's not like?
That's okay. A vape pen is so icky. Ew.
So, would you rather a pack of cigarettes?
No, but like, if you're dating to marry, do you want to marry?
She
somebody
went on
who has
a blind
pen?
Date. It was the first time.
Okay, but she's
and you had the best time ever.
Okay, is he addicted to nicotine?
Who cares?
Get him gum.
Yeah. Nicorette. Sponsor this.
Nicorette. Sponsor the pod. No, I would be icked out though. Like that would make me like not want to go on a date with someone again.
But like if you didn't know anything until you saw that.
I'm a judgmental bitch, I guess.
So am I.
I would be like, no, this is what I do. I would literally call him out. Be like, why are you trying to kill yourself?
Or I'd be, is this yours?
Like, what is this?
It is? Cool. So how's death row?
Like you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're no,
this is worse than cigarettes.
No, I just think vape pens are gross looking. I don't know. Oh. I think they're like, when I think of a vape pen, I honestly think a cigarette is cooler than a vape pen.
Oh,
like a cigarette is like,
vape pens are weird. YouTube,
vape pen, it's like you have a freaking SD card or a what's it called? The hard drive.
Yeah,
you have a little hard drive, you're just sucking it.
Yeah, they are weird.
But I just, I don't, I think,
but I just think if you had a fun time,
okay,
I would just
Jason's
say like,
giving it the benefit of the doubt,
but I would just say like, what it, like, what's up?
Yeah. I would just be like, hey, I don't like vape pens. If you're going to keep vaping, I'm never going to see you
yeah.
again.
Yeah. If you want to have a real fun time,
stop vaping.
Yeah.
You can vape on my vape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could say that.
Yeah. Make it sexual or something. Yeah. Okay. I've been going out with this guy for 2 months and we haven't kissed yet.
What?
I can't figure out how to kiss him, get him to kiss me. And it's stressing me out because I haven't kissed someone in over 3 years. I'm not super forward when it comes to stuff like this. So I need help. 2 months.
Wow.
Are we sure he's attracted to the females?
Right.
Because 2 months, within 2 hours, I was sucking faces with my dates. Okay?
There were times, yeah.
Like 2 months?
No.
I think you just need to like go in for the kill and see if anything's there if you want to kiss him.
Totally. And
just do
the fact that it's been 3 years for you, it's time to like—
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Rip something off.
Rip it off. Rip. Go for
it. Wow.
That's crazy. I wonder how old you are.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're 12, so, makes sense.
Yeah. So if you're
take your
middle
time.
School, you know, but like, I'm assuming maybe she was like in a really serious relationship and she's been like going through a hard time.
No, because she hasn't kissed for 3 years, she said.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Well, yeah,
if you want it, just do it.
Yeah. If you want to just do it, I am concerned that he hasn't tried to kiss you.
But he also might just... So I had never, anytime I dated anyone, I would never kiss first because I didn't want rejection.
Oh.
So every single time, except my wife, they always kiss me first. And I'd be like, okay. Yeah. So then I backed up one time. A girl tried to kiss me in and out. And I was like, no, I'm not into this. I'm not interested in you. Every other, I'm like, let's get it on. Let's get wild.
Okay.
But my wife... She was the one that was like, I'm not kissing you. If you want this, you can do it.
How long did you guys wait before you kissed?
We dated / were engaged. We met the end of June and we got married in October.
Okay.
But like we kissed in July. It wasn't 2 months.
So it wasn't 2 months, but it was like 2 weeks.
I don't even think it was 2 weeks. I think it might've been like 2 days.
Okay. Yeah. That's like normal.
Right.
2 months.
Yeah, no.
And like when you say I've been going out with this guy, that like makes it seem like you guys are like low-key dating.
Yeah, like you've been on multiple dates, you've...
You need to kiss.
Yeah.
Unless there's just like no attraction there.
Right.
Unless he's like maybe like asexual or something.
Yeah, maybe.
And he just like doesn't care about that.
Right. Just kiss him.
Just go in for it. Go in for the kill.
And if he backs up, then cool, it's over.
It's done.
Then find another person to get on.
It'll be fine. Okay. My mom told me she's going to ask my dad for an open relationship. What would you do if your parents, instead of getting divorced, had an open... I feel like that would be harder, an open relationship.
Yeah, because why?
You're like watching them like date people, but they're still married.
Yeah. I mean, at the end, for me...
It wouldn't affect your life that much.
It's
you
like,
have your own family.
Okay, you do what you want, but like, why?
But imagine you're in high school.
No.
Imagine this girl's like 17 and her mom comes up and is like, I'm asking dad for an open relationship.
But also, why are you talking to me about that?
No, 1,000%. Like, I don't want to know.
No.
Keep it a secret.
Yeah, do whatever
keep
you want.
Keep it a
want.
Secret. Be like the Swingers and Draper. Like, right. Just keep it a secret.
I really wonder why her mom would come and tell her this.
Maybe they have that kind of relationship.
But also, like, what's going on with your marriage?
That you want an
that
open
you
relationship.
Want an, yeah.
I feel like open relationships are harder than a divorce. Unless you're just not a jealous person.
Yeah, like just get divorced.
Like, and maybe there's like a lot of money involved. And maybe they just like, it's cheaper to be married.
Yeah.
But I could never be in an
open
relationship. Never. Never. No. Okay, if roles are reversed... And your wife was like big into like some manly thing like cars or football and was like in a league and was constantly surrounded by like sexy men.
Yeah.
Would it bother you?
No.
Because like you have the opposite where like you're around like these influencer women.
Yeah.
But like she's very like confident and isn't insecure about it at all.
Yeah.
So if roles were reversed, you wouldn't be insecure?
No.
No?
Because I trust her and I'm definitely giving her what she wants. So it's like...
It's good.
Like maybe that's what's happening. Like maybe someone's not providing the things. So then she's like...
I need to get that
somewhere. I got to get it somewhere. Yeah. But I really love him.
Yeah.
But do you?
Yeah. It's like you love, but you're not like in love.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
And that just took me back to like the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill when they would... Do you know that CD?
Yeah, sure. Oh. No.
Remember Lauryn Hill?
I have no idea who Lauryn Hill is. Google?
There would be Lauryn these, Hill. She'd see... She, Sister Act 2?
This is not ringing a bell.
This Lauryn is Hill where tickets. Our age definitely shows.
This shows. This shows. She's 48.
Yeah.
Okay. She's a rapper.
Yeah.
It says she's a rapper.
Yeah.
I have never heard any of these songs. She's related to Bob Marley?
Yeah. She married Bob Marley's son.
Oh. She's the mother of six children?
Yeah. But she had this
We're
CD.
We're learning all these
so
things.
And so then she would like... There would be these kids talking in like a classroom and one of them was like, some people want to be loved, but they're not in love or like something like that. But that's what that reminded me of. You're like, what the hell?
Okay. Well, I'm now a fan of Lauryn Hill.
Oh my gosh. She's so good.
No, she seems amazing.
I love her.
She's a badass.
Yeah.
No, I'm obsessed.
But don't go to her concert because she'll come like 3 hours late.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's one of those.
Ew.
So.
Oh, I don't like that. Okay.
So to that girl, I would say, I just don't get why your mom is coming up to you with this. But also, like, if you're older, just there's something with her relationship.
Yeah.
That's like needs to be handled.
Don't let it affect you too much.
Totally.
Because you have your whole life, especially if you're not married, like, don't let this affect the way you look at relationships either.
Yeah.
Because just because like your parents want to open a relationship doesn't mean that's something you have to do.
Right.
Like you don't have to go that route.
You can find someone that you can
be in love with
the
forever.
One person.
Yeah. And choose each other every single day.
Yeah.
You don't have to follow in those footsteps if you don't want to. Okay. This one, I'm curious to hear your thoughts. My sister-in-law blames everything on her mental health and it's so annoying.
That is annoying.
We'll end on this one. But I feel this as someone who struggles with mental health.
Yeah.
I feel like we use that as an excuse.
Totally.
In society. Not just like me. Like
yeah.
In society, it's like, oh, like I have depression, I have anxiety. That's why I was a shitty person.
Yeah. It's like, okay, but what are you going to do to fix this?
Exactly.
To get over it.
To be better.
Totally.
Like, do you want to live in this dark cloud for the rest of your life?
Right. Where you're depressed or you're anxious or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you're OCD, so you have to do all these things. Okay, but
do you
life
like
can be
like
so
that?
Much better. Yeah. Like you can find the good in so many things.
So many.
I would just say, I don't know, I couldn't handle that.
Well, it's hard too because it's like your sister-in-law. So it's not even your sister. Because if it's your sister, if it's your sister, you could be like, stop being
right.
this way. Like,
totally.
Let's figure it out. Like, you don't like living like this? Okay, let's try medication. Let's try therapy. Let's try anything that'll make you feel better.
Let's try those things, whether it's my sister or sister-in-law.
No, like, for sure.
What
but
if
like,
you
how,
just...
But like, how do you talk to your sister-in-law? I mean, I could do that because I tell everyone everything.
Yeah.
But I also have no filter.
We're probably not the ones.
We're the ones that like, just go up like, to her.
Yeah, just call her out on her shit and be like, look, you are Miss Pessimistic. You're the worst. Like,
stop.
Figure your stuff out and get it together.
Stop blaming. Stop being a victim and blaming everything on mental health. Because guess what? We all have shit.
Right.
And
all
mental
of
health
us
is
do.
Real. Like I have been on Zoloft since I was 15 years old. I get anxiety. I get depression. But like you can't blame every single thing you do on that to try to get like justification on why you did it.
Right. You did it. So own it. It's not your mental health that did it.
And let's better ourselves.
Yeah. Let's do it.
So that's what me and Jason would do. Very like to the point.
Yeah.
But like, if
so
that's,
give it a try.
Maybe try it. Try it. Or like, I don't know, if you're close, if your husband's close or whoever the sister-in-law is related to, just be like, hey, maybe you should.
Hey, how about you call her out on this?
Yeah. So then I can be the good guy.
Yeah.
And you'd again, be bad cop. I'd be good cop.
I'll be on the side eating popcorn. It's going to be a lot of popcorn eating this week.
Extra butter, baby. Extra Always. Butter. Well, Jason, thanks so much for taking out
Josie,
trash
you're
with
the best.
Me. This was so much fun.
This was great. I'm not kidding. Olivia said this too. the amount of work you put into these goes nice. Unnoticed and all the stuff you do, you are phenomenal.
Thank you,
Jason. And just all the content you put out with it, it's wild. I wish I could be half the person you are with all this work.
No, Jason.
No, that's a fact.
You're tooting my horn right now.
No.
You really are.
Toot, toot. Because it is so good.
Well, I feel the same way about you. And I'm just loving watching you and your family grow. I can't wait for you guys to have twins soon.
Well, we got snipped, so that's not happening.
Oh, did you? Had you already done that?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. There's a highlight. I think we did talk about
that. Okay.
And another fun fact for the fun people of the internet.
Love fun people
I think if I would have gotten lip injections, I would have said it.
People think you got lip injections? People think
I got lip injections. I will show my crotch getting snipped.
Oh.
I will talk about my weight loss that was super controversial.
You'll share the lube.
I'll share the lube. I'll share it all. But heaven forbid I didn't share lip injections because I didn't get it done.
Okay. That's crazy.
It's wild.
Wait, have you ever gotten Botox?
No.
Would you?
I have talked to friends about it.
Okay.
Legit. If I did it, I for sure would talk about it.
Yeah.
But haven't. No. I really have thought about it though.
Where would you get it?
My forehead.
Forehead? You don't like the wrinkles? They make you look manly.
It's not that I don't like them. It just gets to be like too much.
Yeah.
So it's just to like, just kind of smooth it out.
Well, also you like tan so easily.
I tan so easy.
So like wrinkles, you'll get like the little white line from like just making facial expressions.
Exactly.
But no, I wish I had your skin tone.
It's gross.
I mean, you did just come back from Hawaii.
But so also like it was so rainy while we were there, so it was overcast most of the time.
Do you burn at all?
No. I just tan. So Saturday when it was like finally perfect weather here, I was outside just like working in the yard. And by working in the yard, I mean shoveling out rocks.
Love.
Because that's dreamy.
That's a workout.
And that's where this tan is really from.
Well, it looks great.
Right?
I'm so pasty right now.
And I got a spray tan before Hawaii, but that's gone.
Okay, when you get your spray tan, do you do like the person or do you go to the
machine? Yeah, I do the person.
You have a person?
Yeah.
Do you get butt ass naked?
No.
No? You don't want your ding-a-ling
out? Because it's me and my wife right there. And I'm like,
hey, could be a cool couple's like.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, if you want to, I'd be down, but like, I don't know how comfortable you are.
We could turn it into something freaky.
Yeah, we could get wild.
But yeah. I'll have my popcorn.
Right. Always popcorn.
Always go back to the popcorn.
Yes.
All right, guys, have the best week ever. Jason, we love you.
You're the best.
The modern daddy, the Trezebra daddy, the daddy.
All the daddies.
You're our daddy.
Yeah.
Have a good one, you guys. And don't forget to take out your trash. Bye.
That was gorgeous.